بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين، أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وكشف بها الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. Let us begin our program with our dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fill the grave of our marhumin with rahmah and mercy and fadl of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa sakinhum fil jannah. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for all our brothers and sisters who are ill. May Allah grant them speed recovery. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward the family of the sick people ajr. May Allah reward those who look after the ill people. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant them ajr and a dua of malaika inshallah. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for all our children, those who are schooling and studying in university or in high school or in any part of that type of education. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their way and make it easy for them. And may Allah grant them inshallah a better understanding inshallah. Brother, sister in Islam, today I just want to remind you about something. We can smell now that the barakah of Ramadan is coming, and many people, they're very happy that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us life and a chance to witness the month of Ramadan. And we know that we are waiting for this month. And why we are talking about Ramadan in the month of Rajab? Because the Rajab, this month, if you don't change yourself and you prepare yourself to welcome the nafahat and an inspiration of the month of Ramadan in Ramadan, it will be very difficult for you to have that wonderful Ramadan or to feel the spirit of Ramadan. Sahaba used to make 6 month dua that Allah accept Ramadan, and another 6 month dua, Allah let us witness another Ramadan. The first ibadah of Adam alayhi salam is tawbah. And there's no way to gain the blessing of Allah or the pleasure of Allah without tawbah. And when we are talking about tawbah, we're talking about tawbatun nasuh, that absolute tawbah. When the sahaba used to welcome the month of Ramadan, they say welcome, marhaban bil mutahhir, welcome to the cleaner, the one who clean us and purify us. Physically and spiritually, tawbah, Adam alayhi salam done it, and each and every pious person, his main ibadah is to repent and to return to Allah. Tawbah doesn't mean that you are a sinner, or we call you the enemy of Allah. Because Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأْخَرَ. Allah forgave all his sin which he does not have it, and Allah give him a glad tiding of Jannah, but he make tawbah. Tawbah is ibadah. It is part of our worshipping and our ibadah. And when we talk about tawbah, tawbah before iman, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. So we need to repent and we make tawbah. We got, you know, that last time we did talk about that we do have some sin, but we never notice it, and we never make tawbah from it, because it was maybe too unnoticed, or maybe it's too far, long time ago. So we have istighfar. You seek from Allah that you allow him to make tawbah. Yet, or like you apply, you just give application. We have something, it's called inaba, munib. Not everyone who repent is munib. What is munib? That when the person reached the age of 60, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, Hababtu ilayhi al-inaba. I make it easy for him to enjoy that tawbah. It's called inaba. What is inaba? Speedy tawbah between the sin and repenting. There's no time. You do it in a scene. You do it immediately. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala love those who are munib. That's why we give our children the name munib and muniba. And it is a command of Allah to quickly give you that tawbah and accept and forgive you. Wa anibu ila rabbikum. When we give our daughters muniba, quickly reconcile, quickly make tawbah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He gave us that hidayat and tawfiq to make inaba. As I said now, not every person who repent is munib. Some people make tawbah after the age of 50, or after umrah, or after you got some calamity, or after 1 hour, 2 hours. We need the immediate tawbah. Tawbah is not literally word only, it's not lip service. It is action. After istighfar and inaba, make a practical tawbah. Admit that you are wrong, regret, have intention that you will never do it. Our tawbah, our salah is tawbah. Our sadaqah is tawbah. Our fasting is tawbah. Our hajj, you find action. Not only words, action. Why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us that mubarak ibadah, it's called tawbah, because He wants to forgive me and you. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did say, At-ta'ibu min al-zambi kamal la zamba lah. The one who repents from his own sin, as he did not commit a sin. And Allah said, Inna Allah yuhibbu al-tawwabin. Allah loves those who repent. But under one condition, that you have to admit that you are wrong, and then you ask and you practice that tawbah according the teaching of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't put some justification. Don't try to say some excuse that why you did that sin. Because all of us, we are like that. I was young. I was under pressure. I was desperate. Like that. No. You have no right to say that. Even if you are young, or even if you are desperate, you're not allowed to displease Allah and disobey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, stop putting yourself with those who came to put some justification and excuse to run away from responsibility, like those al-mu'adharuna min al-a'rab. Those who came, did not go to the jihad, the battle with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he came to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everyone give some excuse. My wife, my children, my camel. They give like that. We have something, it's called Aib. I don't know if you heard about this one or not. Awwab. You people say Salatul Awwabin. So you find you're doing some action in your life and you got that name in your life, but you don't know the meaning of it or the reason why they call it like this. You people say Salatul Awwabin. Awwab also is very important tawbah. That you rectify your wrong thought. You rectify your own thought immediately. Like those who involve on bid'ah, or those who got a wrong thought, after he heard the correct information, immediately he rectified himself and he brought himself to Sirat al-Mustaqim. Knew that is wrong and carry on with his tawbah and return back to the correct concept who believe. Many of the people of the book, they could not make that aib. They know that Allah is one, but still practicing that type of thought. We have something also in our tawbah. They call it fay'. What is fay'? Join jama'at al-muslimin. Don't worship Allah alone by yourself join Salatul Jama'ah. Fay, it's called the shade of the tree, or the shadow of the tree. Don't sit under the sun. Come with the people and walk and do it with the flocks. Jama'ah. Our Hajj is Jama'ah. Our Salah is Jama'ah. Our Jihad is Jama'ah. Our Dhikr is Jama'ah. Don't be that fleed sheep or that naughty person who come out and want to eat alone and to stay alone. Don't want people. You become a prisoner of yourself and you become lonely with Shaitan. So, join Jama'at al-Muslimin. Everyone put himself as a mufti. Everyone consider himself that he's the only one who got the right copy of everything. Don't want to listen to advice and don't want to put his head under the shade of Allah, under the umbrella of Allah, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That لا تجتمع أمتي على ضلالة. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will never find the Jama'at al-Muslimin under misguidance. But you read one book and then you make your own thought and your own discussion, or you just listen to someone and you make your own Jama'ah and your own madhab, join to Jama'at al-Muslimin, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That is called part of the Tawbah. We have something, it's called intiha. Kalla la in lam yantahi la nasfa'an bin nasiyah. Allah is telling that kafir, if you don't, stop that by yourself. Intiha, a person sat with himself without any pushing and encouraging from anyone, and he rectify his behavior. You have a problem, you made a mistake, sit with yourself and say, yes, I was wrong. I have no right to do that. And I think all of us, we are like that. We know that we are wrong, but because of Shaitan, because of our nafs, because of so many reasons, we don't want to agree. We always want to win. Intiha. We have another type of tawbah. Why I'm saying that? Because in the month of Ramadan, we need to worship Allah. We don't want to, as the ulama said, you don't need to prepare your luggage while you are traveling. You must fix your luggage before your travel. So we have to sit and work out something before the start of barakah come in the month of Ramadan. We need time to worship Allah in Ramadan, just to give ourselves to the work of Ramadan. That's why we're starting now to speak about how to reconcile with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We got another thing, brother and sister in Islam. It's called asaf. What is asaf? Like you people say asif. Asif, it means sorry or excuse me. Asif is like my apology. Asif, I think, inshallah, all of us, we're doing that one. Tawbah, we call it Tawbah in congregation. Tawbah together. And then the beauty of the asaf, that Muslim can ask Allah to forgive another Muslim. Like your son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most high example. Your little son shoot the ball and break the window of next door. Who must go and say sorry? We need someone who's decent. We need someone who's respected. The one who's mature, and go and tell that person, sorry, I'll fix that one. Oh, sorry, the children, we don't mean it. Like that. It's called asaf. So, Muslim, ask Allah to forgive another Muslim. We do say it. The Imam do it for us on Friday. Imam of Haram doing it for the whole Ummah. Allahumma aghfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma arham ahla al quburi min ummati Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You'll find. That's why we said, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala allowed the Imam and the Rasul and the Sahabi and Amir al-Mu'mineen to make dua, and his dua is accepted, he allowed the father for his family, son for his father, neighbor for his neighbor, all that. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam did it for Bani Israel. So now we remind the Ummah, please practice that asaf, make dua that Allah forgive the other. And this dua is called dua an dhahr al-ghayb, which is accepted. Even the person who proceed on this dua is not pious enough, it will be accepted. And he will get the same. Dua an dhahr al-ghayb is the most hopeful dua in our life. I think we getting the barakah and rizq from Allah because of that type of dua. Our mother gave it to us, good Muslim gave it to us, we never know. That's why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he met Sayyidina Umar going for Hajj, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tansana fi du'aik." Do not forget us in your dua. Nabi is asking a Sahabi to make dua for him. It means teaching Sunnah, and also most hopeful dua can come. We have something. It's called afu. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Afu, just to ask Allah that to forgive you for the sin you did not make tawbah of it. Because we can't remember how many sin we commit. So afu, they call it amnesty. The person go to the prison, sentence for 20 years, and then the president of the country come and say, "You know what, today is my birthday or the national day, let me release that prisoners," just like that. No reason, just like that. That's called afu. Laylatul Qadr is amnesty. And Aisha radiallahu anha did say, "Allah, Ya Rasulullah, why are we reading that dua? Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni." Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Law afa anni la'afani." If he forgave me, he will give it to me. He will give so many things to me. Let us just ask Allah for that afu. We got something, it's called, ask Allah maghfirah. Al-maghfirah. That is maghfirah. To remove the sin from your file. Remove the sin from the file. Many of us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us, we have some bad memory and bad sin in the history. When we're young, you done something big or small towards your parents, mother, father, or people, or animal, whatever. Allah, every son of Adam is wrongdoer. And then that one is irritating us a lot. You think that Allah will forgive me? You think that when I die now, will Allah open that issue with me? And what about if Allah didn't forgive it? And what about if I have to stand for it in the day of Qiyamah? You find lot of waswasa, lot of hesitation about the maghfirat of Allah. We know that Allah is ghafoor and ghaffar. When He promises to forgive, He will never open it again. And that is discussion again. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. Wadood, it means, will never open that issue again. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. No fear that issue will be open again. And then, we got رَحْمَةُ فَاللَّهُ. Rahmatu of Allah, that Allah will never ask you about that sin. And after you make tawbah from it, you will never do it again. May Allah grant you rahmah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah is Rahim. What is Rahim? Never ask you about that sin. And also He will never allow you to do that same type of sin. And when we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as the tabi'een used to say, مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ أَلَّا تَجِدْ. From amongst the favor of Allah, that you don't have capability to commit a sin. You are not so clever to do that sin. Or it is no tawfiq. You can't. He will never make it easy for you to do that type of sin. He will stop you by anyhow. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة. صبر give you that rahmah. Again, why we are saying that tonight? Because we need that, all of us. First ibadah, Adam alayhi salam, when he ate from the tree. And first practical ibadah, Adam done it before salah. It's called tawbah. And then, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did say in the hadith, ma halaka abdan istaghfar. No servant of Allah will suffer and get punished if he make istighfar. And Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib said, that ma ulhima abdun istighfaran illa arada Allahu bihi khayra. That anyone, Allah inspire him with istighfar, that indeed Allah wanted good for that person. The only road to Allah, to bring Allah towards you, is just to make tawbah. We know the sun is stain, dirt. The only medication for that dirt is just cleanness. How you clean it? Tawbah. Because Muslim born clean. When we commit the sin, we try to get that stain in our body, and we need to make tawbah. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawabin. That is also stain. After you commit a sin, you need ghusl. The dirt of sin. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَاهِرِينَ. And loves those who clean their body. So we need to ghusl. Ghusl for our spirit, our a'mal, and we need ghusl for our physical body. Once you have these two types of ghusl, you are clean. So you are accepted. Allah will never punish you. I'm telling you now, Allah will never open that issue again in the day of Qiyamah. Look at this ayah. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawabin. That Allah wants that people, love those people who make tawbah. It means he already washed himself from the sin. Wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. Those who wash themselves from the impurity or the dirt. So you make sure that your nafs, your spirit, and your body are clean. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do that two ibadah before death. Brother and sister in Islam, I just want to say shukran to our brother who sent a long SMS now, and I say jazakallah khair al-jaza, and I make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gave us this opportunity to talk to you tonight. And I'd like to thank my sound engineer tonight and all our young boys in the studio here, and Brother Yusuf in the reception, and shukran, they helped me a lot. May Allah reward them, inshallah. And we'd like to remind you that our program is live program. So I am live now, and you can correct me if I said something incorrect, or you can send any feedback on 072-144-0717. 072-144-0717. And we say shukran to all our mothers, those who are listening to our program, and Hafiz Farid and all our friends, and Dr. Ismail from Canada. May Allah reward you, you know, always listening and always sending for us a nice mashura, a nice suggestion. We're talking today about the greatest ibadah. We need it every day, even before Ramadan and after Ramadan. We need to practice that ibadah to istighfar. And you know the hadith of istighfar is a lot. Because once you make istighfar, you're out of something that's called israr. What is israr? You persist. You insist to do sin. Once you make istighfar, it means you're out of that line. Ma asarra man istaghfar. That person who makes istighfar is not persistent. He's not from those people who insist to do haram again. Even if you do that again, he's not one of them. Man lazima al istighfar, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli hammin faraja. Whosoever keep making istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him ease from any desperate time or hardship or difficulties. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will. Istighfar, I just want to tell you something before I forget. Istighfar is a means for money, for rizq. You can increase your wealth because of istighfar. You can get children through the istighfar. Faraj. Min kulli hammin faraj. Any tight life, or any difficulties, you will find the ease come here through the istighfar. Istighfar, you're already talking to Almighty Allah, the owner of this dunya and the controller of all the difficulties. Brother, sister in Islam, yes, let us make that ibadah. When we say Allah is Tawwab, Tawwab, and we got Ghaffar, we got Qahhar, we got Allam, and we got Zallam, and we got so many names of Allah and qualities of Allah on that type of scale. They call it Mizan. Fa'al, Ghaffar, you know that sound like this. This one is called Mubalagha. I don't want to give you the Arabic grammar today. Because when we talk about that, we talk about a qualities of something, it's an exaggeration. You exaggerate on it. You say, Sheikh, my son is Bakka. I say, oh, I know now what is Bakka. Cry, but cry a lot. In one time, or maybe cry little, but in many times. Another one says, Sheikh, my husband is Akkal. What is Akkal? Eating. Yeah. He said, why are you eating too much, my friend? He said, no, Sheikh, I eat only one spoon. Oh, yeah, my friend, you're calling your husband Akkal, but he's eat only one spoon. You say, no, Sheikh. He eat one spoon in every second. Oh, so now you're talking about quantity. Another one, he said, no, I don't eat one spoon. No, I just eat only one spoon. But how big is that spoon? Oh, how many times? That's why we said that word which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave it to himself in Quran, his tawwab. What is tawwab? Quantity or quality? Forgive you many times, who forgave you one time, but for the big sin, or the all type of sin. The entire sin which you commit, it's called Tawwab, all of it. Brother, sister in Islam, unfortunately, Shaitan came to the best ibadah, and the first ibadah practiced in this dunya through Adam, and he disturbed it, and he destroyed it. He keep us away from it. It's called Tawbah. The Shaitan regime came to the person and terrorized him. Don't make Tawbah because you're going to mess pleasure and love. Ask the young boys and those who, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them hidayah, those who drugs, those who any type of haram or they're addicted to the haram, stop, brother. Say, I can't. Why? See, make dua, I'm very weak. No, you're not weak. Shaitan convinced you that if you stop, you will mess and lose a lot of pleasure. That's why they said, can't keep hijab, I'll look ugly. Who told you that? Some women on hijab are more pretty than the open one. Sheikh, I can't wake up for Fajr. I'm going to mess my pleasure sleep, the funds on and enjoyment on Fajr time. Many people, they wake up early and they're more fresh than anyone who messed the Salatul Fajr. So, ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَ. That Shaitan terrorizing the people. That's why we said to the brother, sit with yourself and try to practice what I told you today. You will see. You will see that you are a real alim and a real abid of Allah, the worshipper of Allah. Shaitan come and destroy that beautiful ibadah which link you to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Give you some desire, some habit. And we have some other ni'mat of tawbah. Don't want to say it on radio because people are going to rely on it. You know, when we come to this ayah, we worry a lot because maybe we misinterpret it. Oh, people are going to take advantage, but we can't hide. We have to say it. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran that tawbah will be accepted from his servant. And we have tawbah that will be accepted on behalf of his servant. It means the servant was not involved in it. وهو الذي يقبل التوبة من عباده. When his servant apply. And Allah said that الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده, you will find a surprise in the day of Qiyamah that you already forgiving. See, Allah, what is that? He said, no, it was sent hadiyah from someone. Hadiyah from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One lady was making dua, she was your mother. You got, what you call it, we got some rescue from somewhere. Brother and sister in Islam, I got to say that Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said, if you ask Allah to forgive person 25 times, you are forgiving and your dua is accepted. So that tawbah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bring it from someone else. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنَّ لَهُمْ قَدَمَ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. What a beautiful verse this. You know, when we have stress and we lose hope, I run for this ayah just to give me rehabilitation, to bring you back to the normal track. That give glad tidings to the believer, that they will have قَدَمَ صِدْقٍ, they will have a surprise in the day of Qiyamah. A surprise. We die with a lot of stress, shame. My son was like this. My husband used to do this and he passed away. May Allah grant him Jannah. But I worry that he's going to suffer because of this. My friend, read this ayah. You will feel very good. You will feel that you are very special. Even when you are committing that type of sin, you're still special. It's never, ever too late to gain that hope of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, that قَدَمَ صِدْق عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. You will have, that's why when we say the when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us that ibadah of tawbah, it's the best ibadah ever. It benefit us in our life. You know, when the people go for reconciliation or rehabilitation, bring him back to the track. Welcome back to the ummah. So when the person practice this ibadah of tawbah, Allahu Akbar, we gain a new member amongst the salihin. We gain a new musalli. We gain some effective person and fruitful person in our community. And I don't know if you still remember that story which narrated that that person killed 99 people. And then after 99 people being killed, now he remembered that he's wrong. Ya Allah, khair. At least came last better than nothing. So that person remember that he did kill 99 people. Looking for solution. So he went to Rahib, a monk, that person in I'tikaf, and told him, what is the way to return back to Jama'at al-Muslimin? That Rahib just sat, isolated himself on that monastery, on that mihrab day, just to worship Allah for himself. So he had no capability to advise, because he's just on the musalla. So he told him, no, my friend, it's too much. 99 is too much. If it's 35 or 25, no problem. But now your number is so big, my friend. Like you people, when you see someone kill someone, or someone commit a terrible sin, you say, finish that one, kufar, kufar. Wait, don't be like that, Rahib. Wait, sabr, sabr and see. So that man, it gave him a wrong answer, or the way he did, so that person came and killed that uncle. See, why 99? Must be 100, at least is one note. Don't want to change. Then, now, the murder become 100. Cry, and then return back, looking for solution. And he met one alim, one scholar. And what a nice and good luck for those who met a alim. You got hikmah and taqwa, and fear of Allah and also experience. Those people who got experience, they call it skillful alim. Skillful alim, it means he read it and he practiced it and he saw it by his own eyes. Like our elderly ulama, you know how much benefit we gain from them because he loved that mas'ala. He experienced that mas'ala. So he said to that man, you know what? Allah is all forgiving. That you have to leave this area, that town, that qarya. Innaha innahum qawma su'. These people are the people of evil. The alim already judged the city. How this alim judged that town or that village? They did not stop that man till that man got advantage to kill 100 people. Okay, you heard that someone killed 2 people and is still living in your village. You say, okay, now another 2, 4, another 15. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. People never ever stood up, try to stop. Amr bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. Now it's 20, how many now? 20, 25, 30. That village never say anything. And I think our society now, we are coming to that musibah day. We see the drug dealer and we greet him. There's nothing. We see that person of zina and we still invite him and talk to him. And there's no way to stop that person because you say you're gonna, in our own family, we find one lady, no scarf. And you say, no, I can't tell her that she must put scarf, she will feel bad. Okay. You wait for musiba. That village was like that. Left that uncle to kill 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 99, 100. They never said anything. So he said to that man, yeah, environment are bad. You will keep killing people. Move out from that town. We can take this riwayah narration and we apply it to our relevant life, our daily thing now. That boy who lived, who studied there on university, on that campus, or living on that flat, or that person who's working on that location, and he saw that his iman is decreased, he's losing his iman, and he phoned and says, Assalamu alaikum. Sheikh, I live on a building, but you know, a lot of what. Oh, someone working on the place, and they are fitna on this place. What must I do? But you don't forget, I need money. I need money, you know, I look after my children, what. We give him the same answer like this man. Leave that village. Innahum qawmasu. Indeed, these people, the people of evil. Dirty environment. You will never come right. Move out from there. And we did receive a lot of requests from our brothers and all the people say, you know what, you know, there's a lot of fitna on this family, on this street, on this location. Leave them. Innahum qawm masu, move from that one. And then, I'll read the rest of the story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the other town closer when that person died and Malaika of Jannah took it. What we can learn from that narration or that story, that we need to move to the clean environment, to have a good company, they will help us. We have another tawbah, it's called tawbah ijbariyah. You know what is tawbah ijbariyah? You washed by force. Sickness, oppression, backbiting, people are talking bad about you. You are ta'ib, you did repent, but you didn't realize it. Let the people talk about it. Let the people accuse us and oppress us. Let the people speak bad about us. Say, Shukran Sheikh, I need that one because I'm a sinner. I'm guilty. So Shukran that you are washing me. Tawbah ijbariyah, it means you will find yourself in certain situation. Allah squeeze you to wash you. Humma, fever. Fever, those, Nabi Muhammad SAW said, do not curse and swear the fever. It is tawbah itself. I did ask the ulama, why the fever is tawbah? See, because once the person got fever, each and every limbs and organs in his body suffering. His eyes is red, his skin is what, his nose, his hand, his joint. Yes, because we commit the sin from different type, khalas, so is washed. Ghusl. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we do have tawbah. We have tawbatul hadiyah. What is hadiyah? Grant. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَطَرْضَى. Indeed, Allah will grant you, tell you, be pleased. And he said, no, I will never be pleased while one single Muslim is still in the fire of Jahannam. Brother, sister in Islam, let us make the tawbah before the month of Ramadan. Let us use some means to go to Allah and bring Allah tabarak wa ta'ala closer to us. Family ties, what a great tawbah. Generosity, to be generous, is a great tawbah. Good attitude and behavior, what a great tawbah. Istighfar, as I said, what a great tawbah. Stopping haram for the pleasure of Allah, it's a practical tawbah. Stop, regret, an-nadamu tawbah, is a hadith. Regret is tawbah. Forgive other, you will be forgiving. Just forgive people. Surah Yasin itself is tawbah. Repeating after adhan is tawbah. Ramadan and Hajj and Jum'ah and Salah is tawbah. Looking at the sky by saying Subhanallah is tawbah. Accept the apology of the others is tawbah. Accept the taqdeer and calamity is tawbah. Asking Allah, tawbah, He will give it to you. Seeking knowledge is tawbah, istighfar. Sitting in the majlis al-ilm like our program now, all of us, we are forgiving. Let the other people make dua for you is tawbah. Make dua for the other is tawbah. Brother and sister in Islam, we have a chance and opportunity to become salih again. Forget about what you have done. Now, rehabilitation. Come back. Do not be cursed because of the nasiha of shaitan. ثَلِكَ وَالشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Shaitan terrorize you and say, don't make the tawbah, you will lose. You will miss the pleasure. Don't be amongst those who are matrudin. Those who have been chased away from that garden of Allah which is tawbah. Don't be amongst those who mal'uneen, cursed from Allah. Let Allah come to you. Don't run away from Allah. Come closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When He, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, chase you away from His mercy, who's going to help you? Who's going to benefit you? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala warn those who are mal'un, cursed. Cursed from Allah. From Anbiya, Malaika, people, creation of Allah. So where are you going to go? If all these makhlukat in the creation of Allah don't want to welcome you. You become homeless. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ أَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. All. Big musibah. Big problem if you are mal'oon, cursed. And unfortunately, it's a secret. It's a secret of Allah, this. Many people think that they are good, but He's doing some act. He's qualify Him to be mal'oon. And once you become mal'oon, your a'mal is not accepted. All your a'mal is rejected. So, Nabi Muhammad ﷺ said that do not curse anyone is a problem. When you curse someone, if he doesn't deserve that curse, he's going to come back to you. We curse those whom Allah cursed them in Quran or Nabi Muhammad ﷺ in the Hadith. Like for example, some ayat curse some of Yahud and Nasara, not all. But Allah curse those who cut the family ties. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah curse someone who suppressed the knowledge. Don't want to teach. He hide the knowledge. This is أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Even those who curse, they will curse them. Allah and the creation of Allah. Those who are spreading fitna, corrupt the relationship between two people, is mal'oon. The one who commit murder is mal'oon if he doesn't make tawbah. The one who criticized the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who insults the sahaba is mal'oon. Those who are accusing a Muslim woman or man of zina with no proof is mal'oon. It's cursed. Those who torturing the animal is mal'oon. Those who slaughter, not by the name of Allah, for the name of someone else, is mal'oon. Those who involve on riba, interest, is mal'oon. Those who associating partner with Allah and committing bid'ah, is mal'oon. Those who drinking alcohol or any type of drugs is mal'oon. Not only drinking, 10 people involved on that. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, curse for those who learning shooting on a living being. You get a new gun and you say, let me try it. And you go there next to the tree and you pour, you shoot that bird. No. We're not allowed to learn shooting in a living being. Right. Torturing the animal. Become mal'oon. Those who making halala, you people call it halala, muhallal. The one who married a woman just to bring her back to her husband is mal'oon. I have something also about la'na. People get shocked when we say it. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, mal'oon man ghayyara alamat al-tariq. Curse for those who change the road signs. You know, like people come and turn the ropa there. Or maybe they turn the stop to go. I don't know what they do it. Or maybe they say N12, you make it N21. Or right, you make it left. Or slow down, you take it off. That one. O mal'oon man saraqa alamat al-tariq. Curse for those who steal the road sign. And it means in the time of Rasulullah was a road sign there. Subhanallah. Right? Mal'oon. The woman who escaped from the bed of her husband. Hajar. They call it Hajar. She moved away from the bed of her husband. She wanted to punish him. And we do see that she ran away to the children's room or her mother's room. We say, wait, where are you going? For you fight with your husband, don't leave the house. He can leave, but you don't leave. Arashi, the bribe. The one who bribe. Mal'oon. Okay, I'm just telling you about small act like that. It's very dangerous. It's very, very dangerous. Mal'oon man ashara li akhihi bihadida. Curse for the one who threatening his brother with a piece of steel. You know, you take a knife and you tell that man, hey, I stab you. Or you plastic gun or whatever. That mal'oon. Mal'oon man adha zimmiya. Curse for the one who hurt and harm innocent one of the non-Muslim. Dhimmiya, either the Ahlul Kitab, Yahud and Nasara, or the non. You know, you got a very peaceful disbeliever next to you. Why are you irritating him and you? Why are you disturbing him? Never. Never. That's why we said to the brother, before the month of Ramadan, sit with yourself and see what is my problem. What is my sickness so that I can get the right medicine. We got some people in our life, they don't know how to make tawbah. And when you make tawbah, you make big, big problem. You don't know how to make tawbah. Like you go to reconcile with your wife, instead of telling her sorry, you just shout here and now the lady said, oh, you come here to ask me to come home or you come to swear me here? Talaq. You got many type of sin give us that type of la'na. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you look at the Arabic word la'na, that some synonym, some other meaning of the la'na, oh, you see, subhanallah, this religion, it's ajib, covering everything. We got someone, it's called maqbuh. What is maqbuh? Someone, he got some reputation, some accusation, doesn't want to leave him at all. At all. But he's innocent, or maybe he did it in the past, but khalas, he's no more. Like someone was a drug dealer, And now he gave up about 10 years ago. People still calling him drug dealer. Yeah, you can't keep that title for the person after Tawbah. It's haram. Some Sahaba, they were idol worshiper. Can you call them idol worshiper now? Someone commit zina 15 years ago. You think that Allah is still calling him a zani, adulterer? So that one we call him maqbuh. Like now they say someone got HIV and AIDS. Oh, you know the first accusation people call him. You make zina or what? But they never try to give him other excuse that maybe he was getting a wrong blood, maybe the injection, maybe he was using some tools for... Why are you starting with a bad one? Why are you starting with a bad one? Many women who are unmarried, many people in the society, they think that this lady is doing wrong. Why? She come late. She was standing with one man down there. How come you judge like that? How come you accuse as that muhsanat, hafifat, sharifat? And then, we have someone, we call him manbooth. What is manbooth? Because of his color, people isolate him. Because of his language, people isolate him. And we see that on the day of Eid. It's not from us, it's a foreigner, this one. Manbooth. People don't want to talk to him. That person, he got a lot of pain. Why? Yeah, because you are white, you are black, because you are not from this, like that. You people call it xenophobia, I don't know. They gave it a name, this one. Brother, sister, Islam, let us come back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Let us make that great decision. Make a proper tawbah. Tawbatun nasuh. You will gain. You will never lose. I'm telling you, in dunya you will gain a lot of friends. You will go back to the community. Allah will clean your name as Allah did clean many people's name. Just like that. And in akhirah, you are amongst anbiya and siddiqeen and shuhada. Let us take that opportunity and make dua. Ya Allah, call us towards you. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to return back to you and we make tawbatun nasuh. Rabbana, innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil iman. أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, unfortunately my time is up. See you inshallah next week. جزاكم الله خير الجزاء. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.